Talk to your doctor about Viagra. 20 million men already have.
See Alice Tadalafil for daily...
There are 24 FDA-approved treatments for male sexual dysfunction. Zero for women. Yet about 43% of women experience low libido at some point in their lives.
I couldn't seem to connect with my husband anymore. I had no desire.
33-year-old Maryland resident Jane Smith says it took a toll on her marriage.
We got to a point where divorce was an option for us.
She says doctors brushed off her concerns.
You talk to them about the problem that you're having, and, you know, they just tell you it's stress. You're just stressed.
But then she heard about a clinical trial at George Washington University for Sprout Pharmaceuticals' little pink pill. Flibanserin.
It wasn't just me failing at being a good wife. It was real, and I felt vindicated.
And it worked for her.
You're reminded physically that you're still alive. Things are still happening down there.
50-year-old Amanda, a married mother of two, had similar problems.
I had gotten to a point where we had sex basically because it was the thing to do.
She enrolled in a year-long trial in Nashville.
They would sync up my diary, and then I would answer a series of questions as to how often I initiated, how often I was aroused.
She too saw results.
Suddenly, for the first time in a long, long time, just talking or thinking about it started the arousal process.
Dr. James Simon, the OBGYN who led the flibanserin trial at GW, says the drug has been through 12 years of vigorous studies.
Flibanserin's been studied in about 11,000 women now. That's about tenfold more than any single trial of any of those 24 medications for men.
He's perplexed as to why the FDA continues to deny approval.
The study was supposed to do X, Y, and Z, and the drug did X, Y, and Z, and yet the FDA seems reluctant to approve the product, even though all of the T's were crossed and the I's were dotted.
The FDA expressed concerns. Flibanserin's side effects, dizziness, nausea, and fatigue, outweigh its benefits, which it sees as modest.
I guess my question would be, modest by whose definition?
Sprout CEO Cindy Whitehead says modest to the FDA was meaningful to the women it helped.
If what we're saying there is that flibanserin does not make women hypersexual, well, that's true. It doesn't. But that would never be the goal of treatment.
For now, Jane and Amanda say they're back to square one.
Since I've been off that, you know, I've been searching and looking for things, and there's just no options for women.
It's like they want this miracle drug like the little blue pill, but it's not that for women. Women are different.
The FDA won't comment on drugs under appeal, but sex therapist and NYU associate professor Leonore Tiefer doesn't think the trials have made the case for approval.
The reason the FDA didn't approve it is not because they're out to lunch or pro-male, but because there are side effects and it's not very effective.
Tiefer says unlike with men, female sex drive is complex. There is no normal.
The question is, who has the right to draw the line as to when it becomes a medical condition and then warrants drug approval?
But the bottom line for Whitehead...
It's been 16 years since the approval of Viagra. And I guess the question is, are we going to let it be 2 decades before we get a treatment for the most common form of female sexual dysfunction?
Lori London, WTOP News.